This is season 2, episode 50.
Oh, is it?
It is.
What an arbitrary number.
It's a sequential number. Not necessarily.
What do you mean? All numbers arbitrary?
Not necessarily either. They can be. They can be sequential, they can be arbitrary, but not always.
I took a super interesting class in college. Like, I was trying to fill out one of those like elective what do they call it? Like an elective credit or something, a general education credit or whatever. And so I took this class called The History of Mathematics, and it was by far one of the most interesting electives I've ever taken. And it like explained how we have the 0 to 10 system, and like we could do much crazier shit if we were in like a base 60 system as opposed to a base 10 system. It was fascinating.
I had my I guess guidance counselor, I don't know, the person at the college that helps you pick your classes, direct me towards an art class or a math class that was like geared towards art students, and so it's more about like the history of math and like the philosophy surrounding it instead of the actual action of mathing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mathing.
It's one of the only math classes I've ever gotten an A in.
Did you like it? Did they explain how we got it, like our 0 to 10 numbering system? And I thought that was fascinating.
I don't know if they explained how we got it, but we went in depth in like old mathematicians and like how, you know, what was discovered when and how they discovered it and what they figured out and like, you know, all those. We read a bunch of books.
I thought it was crazy for the longest time. Like they had 1 through 10, but they never really had like a 0, and 0 was like the last number that was added to the thing, and before 0 it was like an empty basket. Imagine if every time you had to write 0 you had to draw a little empty basket instead of just like write 0. It was like, holy shit, it was a take a fucking forever.
Interesting.
When they got the crew together to roll dice and play pretend, they would do session empty basket.
This is a session empty basket.
If you're still thinking about it, keep thinking about it. It's funny. You'll get there.
No, it's funny.
Give it time.
This mic is so sensitive, sometimes it picks up my heartbeat. And when I hold my breath after the collapse, you know, your heartbeat increases. So it's like I can watch the little thing go boop, 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 boop. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to pass out if I keep doing that.
You die at me now. So how the hell is everyone doing?
Sick.
Sick. Springtime.
I know.
I was waiting for you to follow that up with a punchline.
I'm doing well. I'm totally healthy.
Surrounded people not allowed to be sick in the springtime?
Nope.
What about people with kids?
Nope.
Well, they're just sick all the time, I think.
Yeah.
How are you, John?
Oh, not too shabby. I'm hanging in there, living the dream, as it were.
Motivational poster.
Cat on a screen door. That's our John.
Yeah. Looking at episode 50 today. Not too shabby. We blew season 1 out of the water, volume-wise.
Yeah.
That was the goal.
Cranked it to an 11 on volume.
Mission accomplished. Season 2 says, fuck you to season 1. Why are we so spiteful to season 1? I don't get it.
I know, that was our best shit.
Season 3 is going to be 100 episodes. I'm calling it now.
Oh, man.
But we're also changing the format to 5-minute episodes.
Follow us on TikTok.
Once we figure it out.
That's a good joke, actually. Like, we all of our episodes are just TikTok memes or TikTok vines, and you just catch up with them in their 8-second videos. That would be awful. It'd be hilarious, but awful.
Stop thinking about it.
What are we doing, John?
Well, we killed all the trolls. They're all dead.
No, did you now? You killed one of their puppies.
That doesn't sound right.
No, that's not true. I mean...
we would never do something like that.
There's one beneath me that's out, at least.
Yes, there's one unconscious troll.
Do trolls have ferocity?
They do not. They do have regeneration, we found out.
Yeah, we fucking talked about that. Boo.
Yeah, after traveling deep into the Dipplemere Swamp, to the edge of this raging waterfall-laden river, you came upon Schloss Karamark.
Could you say that again?
Schloss Karamark.
Thanks.
Schlursh Kirschmersh.
Okay, spit out the jawbreaker and say it again.
Schloss Karamark.
There it is.
Alpon Karamark, the former ruler of Vyland, and now, what's the word? For like a...
bed?
A hermit.
Oh.
Recluse.
The recluse, now reclusive scientist of sorts. And apparently, the creator of young Tim.
How young is Tim?
That's a good question. Nobody ever thought to ask. Pretty rude.
You brought it up.
I mean, nobody thought to ask Tim.
Maybe it's rude to ask.
Wouldn't a construct, like, live forever, though? I mean, I don't know. Doesn't it seem kind of, like, superfluous to ask its age?
Never ask a man a salary, a flesh golem its age.
Or Wesley, where he was in 1942.
We don't talk about that.
But yeah, you came maybe expecting to knock on the door and ask him a few questions, but from what you could tell, at least the gatehouse here is just lousy with trolls. And their houndy counterparts.
Which we did not provoke, by the way. They came after us first. Just for making some noise.
Oh yeah. They're not nice.
You know, maybe this guy is under siege by trolls, and we're helping him out by taking out these trolls that are attacking him.
That's probably it.
Maybe he's trapped in his home, and these trolls are keeping him there against his will, and we're doing him a favor. Yeah.
Very possible.
That's it.
To lend credence to your theory there, Ryan, is that the trolls were looking inwards with their spyglass when we first came upon them. They were not looking outwards, like, scanning the perimeter. So I do believe that you're onto something.
Yeah, he actually had a -5 to his perception checks because he was looking the wrong way.
Or maybe they're just really bad lookouts.
There's no facing in Pathfinder.
I feel like...
You feel like what?
I feel like chicken tonight.
It feels like dancing.
Feel like woman. I feel like it wouldn't be too inappropriate to just hop right back into this comboni.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's highly inappropriate.
Yeah, that word is for sure.
Comboni?
Okay. Well, what have you guys been up to this week?
We've moved on.
Yeah, what?
Why don't we take it to the map? Looks like we're right here at the top of round 4. A lot happened in 24 seconds, 18 seconds. We have two trolls, one more decorated than the rest, at the top of the gatehouse tower. One is throwing down boulders, rocks even. The other one is letting loose a volley of crossbow bolts, large-ass crossbow bolts. One troll didn't let go of his rock and followed it all the way down to the ground with a natural one and subsequently got his booty kicked and is unconscious next to Zeke. Sid and Flora are on the outskirts of the battle, away from the gatehouse, while Stormak has a troll hound on either side, one of which he has just smashed the skull in on and is very dead. That one's not coming back. So why don't we start with Sidriel, top of round four.
So the one Stormac just smashed the head in on was the one that we had hit with Acid Splash previously, so it's it doesn't look like he's regenerating. Am I understanding that right?
Well, it did not regenerate the round after you hit it with Acid Splash. Certain attack forms, typically fire and acid, cause a creature's regeneration to stop functioning on the round following the attack. During this round, the creature does not heal any damage and can die normally.
Okay, so yeah, if I hit him with Acid Splash and then Stormac clubbed him in the head.
But no, you hit him with Acid Splash, like, on round one.
Okay, I didn't know that again. Okay.
But if you Acid Splash this guy, then I can coup de grace him.
So you can Acid Splash the Trollhound now to kill him while he is below zero, or he's below his con. So if you Acid Splash him now, I think he would just stay dead.
Okay, and then also the big troll over there next to Zeke is down, right?
Yeah, he is below zero, but not past his con.
Okay, well, I think the dog will stay unconscious if I wait around. So I'm going to Acid Splash the one hanging out next to Zeke.
All right. Old Faithful.
And that is a 13 to hit, touch AC.
Yeah, that should do. That will do.
1 point of acid damage. One's all you need.
All right. You burn and sizzle the flesh of this unconscious troll, temporarily disabling his regeneration. Anything else from Sid?
Sid is going to reposition himself a little bit here. So I want to move, like, kind of around this rock. But, like, can I move behind it? It's off the map, so I don't know if I can kind of go behind it. I want to be, like, 10 feet off the map to the south.
Sure.
Essentially, I want to be about 25 or about 30 feet away from the Trollhound that is unconscious by Stormac.
Here, I'll just extend it a little bit.
Well, there you go. Add some map to it.
Yeah, right. What's about that? Try to stay out of rock throwing range.
All right.
And that'll be it for Sid. Oh, actually, how tall is that rock? Is that like a big boulder? Can I kind of hide behind it for cover?
We'll say it's 10 feet tall.
Okay, well then, yeah, I'm going to try to position myself so I have a little bit of cover from the dudes up on the jigger. Thingy, my bub. Tower. Those are words.
There you go. We knew you'd get there.
All right. Very good. And it looks like the unconscious troll is up next. Some things don't happen. He lays there sizzling. And do you know what they call a Western Sizzler out here?
Just Sizzler, because you're already out west?
Yeah, they just call it a Sizzler. I thought that was so funny.
I knew that was a trick question, and I still thought it was funny.
But it's true. That's the funny part.
I didn't know that Sizzler was called Western Sizzler. I thought it was just called Sizzler.
Yeah, me too.
John's just making shit up, dude.
No, in Florida, it's called a Western Sizzler.
No, it is not. That's a hand job.
Swear to God. All right, that's pretty good. Flora's up next.
Okay. Well, I don't want to... Do I want to charge the guy that's on the ground? Probably not, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Hey, you get a +4 because he's prone?
I can take care of him. If you want to do something else...
Well, I can't charge anybody else. He's my primary target, but I could...
You don't have to charge every time. I know you've been a little charge-deprived, but...
I have been.
You don't... Just think about the next round. Whatever. Do what you want.
Okay. So then I think I'll have Daisy double move or run or whatever. Yeah. Wait, no, she's not 30.
So,
she's 40 feet.
So run is 4 times move, and I think it's a 4-round right. action.
Run has to be in a straight line as well.
Also
okay,
that.
Then can I double move?
Yeah.
I have possibly uncovered evidence that John is a fraud and a charlatan.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
John, are you confusing the restaurant company's Western Sizzlin' and the company Sizzler?
Hmm.
With there being a East Coast company called Western Sizzlin' and there also just being a separate company called Sizzler?
I really don't think we have time for a hand job, guys.
That could be what I'm thinking. Damn it!
You know, I've been doing a little research over here, and John, are you perhaps also confusing this with the licorice known as Twizzlers?
Well, have you ever had a Western Twizzler?
Oh my god, you get it. Okay. I'm gonna go far enough.
We're gonna need to flag this episode.
If you gotta ask, you can't afford it.
I'm going to casually walk past Zeke and the unconscious guy and be like, you got this? You're good? And come over to Stormac. I don't have enough movement to fully establish flanking, so I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to position myself about there-ish. A little bit past it, and then I'm going to poke it.
Where is there-ish for the...
To the south of it.
Of what?
The dog that Stormac's up against.
Flora has moved to the west, past the front door of the gatehouse, south of Stormac and the last living troll hound, and she's got herself in perfect striking distance with her lance.
She's within Sizzler range.
Well, she was getting ready to deliver a southern poke, but since she's already south of the creature, it's just a poke.
Yeah.
Now that the audience is caught up, go ahead, roll that attack.
Will do. Okay, so my lance is plus 11. That's 19 to hit.
Oh, that'll do.
Fantastic.
That'll do.
And that is 7 damage.
All right. Solid. It looks like... Yeah, it looks like that's the first damage done to this dog. It's a fresh dog.
Fresh dog.
I feel like we should put up a little fuss about calling these things dogs.
They're dog-like. They're dog-shaped.
They're dog-like, yeah.
We're called troll hounds, but it's all one word. So neither troll nor hound. Discuss.
Discuss. Ding. All right. Nice shot, Flora.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So a double move from Daisy and then an attack from Flora. Seems legit, but I don't know enough about mounted combat to dispute it.
Yeah, I was looking it up earlier just to kind of, like, refresh my memory. And it seems like mounted combat is just a clusterfuck. Like, nobody actually... It's not established very clearly. So that's fun.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Under the feet, it just says, don't worry about it. Nobody understands this.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wing it. All right. Solid move from Flora.
I can hear people typing in right now.
No, like the... no, just go ahead. I'm not going to argue about it.
Give me a perception check, Flora and Stormac.
No.
Natural 1 for a 13.
Oop, wrong time. Oh, well. 9.
Well, Stormac, you... see Flora come up and stab the troll hound next to you, but out of the corner of your eye, you see the one on the ground with its head smashed in. Parts of the viscera and in its head start to reconnect.
What?
And regenerate just a little bit. He does not get up, though. It's a slow process.
Stormac immediately yells out, "This one's regenerating!" as parts of it drip off the end of his hammer.
Nice. And you hear some more high-pitched yelling and thrashing from inside the gatehouse. And it's Ezekiel Kane's turn.
Ezekiel Kane is going to take the full round right coup de grace on a helpless, unconscious creature.
Yep.
And I know we've been kicking around a lot of things, but this would indeed... leave it vulnerable to being able to die because it got hit by acid. Did I hear this correctly?
Yep. It can die this round. This round only.
Okie dokie. God, Do I want to coup de grace? Fuck it. Yeah, let's just coup de grace it, because I can, because I'm standing here. Okay. Automatic hit, so, right?
Automatic crit?
Automatic crit. So it's 2d6. Should only have one. All right. 2d6. That's a 5. That's a 2. And then it would be 7 plus 8 is 15. And that's it. 15.
All right. Would you like to describe that murder?
No, murder. You came at me first, bro.
He dared to fall off the tower while he was trying to kill us.
He dared to. He fell off the tower, throwing a boulder, missed, stood up to me, like Jack Sparrowed me as he's looking at the Kraken. And then I kind of Jack Sparrowed back. I just came back and stabbed him. He went down, and then I turned around and stabbed him straight through the head. And that's a full round action, so I think that's all I got.
The old double reverse Jack Sparrow maneuver. Classic. All right, well, that is one actually dead troll. I'm just going to take the red X off of this troll hound here.
Yeah, that was misleading.
So we know he's not dead dead. Well, I misunderstood the regeneration. All right. Solid coup de grace from Zeke. And Zeke, at that moment, you see out of the corner of your eye, while your rapier is probably still in this troll, another troll hound comes whipping around the corner from the other end of the gatehouse.
Oh, I forgot about the ruckus inside. That was also misleading.
He moves up. He has just enough movement to get right to you and attacks as soon as I open my dice box.
We should get you a t-shirt that says I'm very prepared.
Yeah, that would be oddly a good shirt for me on account of the irony.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Or just I prepared for this.
Here comes the big boy bite. Okay, that's a 21 to hit.
Oh shit, were you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I did not see that coming. Okay. How'd that guy get there? What the fuck happened?
I told you what happened.
I know. I stepped away for 2 seconds and I got another fucking troll dog on me.
Don't step away. It's a rookie move.
Sorry, I thought I was safe. I looked so safe over here. There's nothing but safe.
Yeah, he whipped around the corner from the other end of the gatehouse. Actually, he would be right here with his movement. But yeah.
That's fine. Sorry, what did you say? 21 to hit?
Yeah.
21 to hit.
Did you hear what Meg said? Meg said that's a rookie move to step away.
Oh, yeah. Amateur hour.
Ouch. Ouch.
That's me. That's me, boys. Amateur hour. That'll play. What do you got?
All right. So, this thing's hurt a little bit. It's going to be 13 damage.
Yeesh.
And a 17 to trip you.
Ooh. Actually, I think that'll miss.
Your CMD.
Oh, that exactly hits me.
Nice. So you fall. He runs up, gnaws at your ankle, and pulls your feet out from under you, knocking you prone.
Yeesh.
And can I please have a fortitude save?
Oh, God. That's a natural 20 for a fortitude save. Fuck yeah. All right, I needed that.
Yes, you did.
Fuck yeah. I'm at one hit point, by the way.
What?
In case anybody notices, Zeke's pretty much about to go down.
And Flora just abandoned
you. Yeah, she looks up after stabbing this one dog and goes, "You said you could handle this."
I thought I could.
Yeah, you don't even see the other troll hound. You just see him, like, on his on the ground, his legs behind the wall, like, clawing.
Yeah, he somehow injured himself trying to kill a dead guy.
He's, like, being dragged behind the wall. And, all right, Stormac is up next.
Stormac is looking down at this troll hound that is
taking shape at his feet, and he sees his own wounds, his many scars and old injuries, and he says quietly under his breath, "Torek, judge me worthy of healing. I don't have time to cast spells." And all of a sudden, Stormak heals one hit point with fast healing one.
What?
He calls upon a judgment of Torag.
Very cool.
And this is a swift action. He also does a 5-foot step, getting him into flanking with Flora. And he brings down the hammer on this alive and attacking Trollhound. He goes to bring the hammer down on it with two hands. Here's the attack. That's a 21 to hit.
That's going to hit.
For 9 magical bludgeoning damage.
Nice. Brr! Oh, I almost added 9. There we go. All right.
Foul beast.
Chipping away. Bit by bit.
And let me just add 1 HP.
Now, does that give you fast healing for a number of rounds, or?
More than just a number of rounds. You want to get into it right now?
A letter of rounds?
No. rounds are not counted.
Okay.
You wanna hear all about it?
I'm curious.
Okay, well, it lasts until combat ends.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Go Torag.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is Troll. Oh, it's the decorated troll's turn. Oh, I forgot to, I mean, you could see their tokens, but I made handouts too.
Fashionable loincloth.
Yeah, looking good. The troll boss, I believe he spent the last round reloading his large crossbow, his large heavy crossbow. And he's going to take aim at Flora as she rides around stabbing his puppies.
The boss is the one you've been describing as decorated, right?
Yeah, he's got all the shit in his face.
That's my wife, okay? As in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. He has a lot of cranium accessories. And here comes that crossbow. Here we go. Flora. That is a 29 to hit.
No.
A 29 doesn't hit you? Well, this heavy crossbow crits on a 19 to 20. So he's going to roll a confirm. With a natural 1 to confirm.
Fantastic.
Confirm that nat 1.
Yeah, fumble.
No, it's not a fumble. It was a confirmation roll.
Yeah, he fumbled his confirmation roll.
So he reverse crits and shoots himself.
All right, nat 20. Well, good. All right. Some heavy damage on this large size heavy crossbow. Here we go. 10 damage.
Okay.
Meg, tell us what that voice means.
That voice means I've been coughing all day?
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
Don't die, Meg.
No, I'm fine. It's fine. I just have my... I'm going to make a Friends reference after we dragged Friends last week. But... You know, Phoebe's...
They wrote in.
Sexy phlegm.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the sick voice is the way to go. All right, well, he's going to stay up there and get ready to reload this big fuck-off crossbow. And it is now Trollhound surrounded by Stormak and Laura. He's being beset on all sides. Let's go ahead and roll a d3. To see who he attacks, we'll go Flora Daisy Stormak.
D4, he has a friend there.
He's not gonna bite his friend.
There's a 2, so it's going to be Flora.
You said Flora Daisy Stormac.
Yeah. So 1 to 2 is Flora.
Oh, I see.
3, 4
see,
is Daisy. Okay. 5-foot step, and he's going to bite at Flora's tiny little feet that are hanging down on the side of Daisy.
Do I get a bonus for, I don't know, higher ground?
You get a bonus for, he just rolled a natural 1.
Nice, confirm that. Maybe he bites himself.
Bites himself.
It's a 19 to confirm.
To hit Flora?
Yeah.
No, that would hit.
All right, so it does not confirm. But it does not hit either. So he is just gnarling, slobbering, and growling, and you lift your leg up and avoid this attack. And up next is the troll on top of the tower on the southwest corner, who is going to... I mean, he's right there on the corner next to Zeke. I feel like that is his best target, and probably the only one within the unknown range increment we've established.
The 20-foot range increment? I want you to go outside and throw a boulder, John. See where you go.
I'm also not a 12-foot tall troll.
Okay, throw a basketball and see how far it goes.
I could throw that 20 feet.
Isn't it a 10-foot range increment for improvised throwing weapons?
I mean, is it improvised? They have, like, a stack of rocks up here meant for throwing.
Still improvised.
They got handholds on them? Carved into them?
Are they rock-throwing trained?
Could be.
I think there is a specific feat you can get called, like, hurler or something like that, that lets you throw, like, larger rocks as non-improvised weapons.
In the book here, under the troll thing, it just says ranged rock plus 1, and then a damage.
I mean, this is a little bit of meta knowledge, but if you take its base attack bonus plus its dexterity bonus, would that only be a plus 1, or is it taking a minus 4 penalty for an improvised thrown weapon?
Let's see, it's base attack, yeah, it would be, his base attack bonus is plus 4, and his dexterity is 14.
So plus 6, so yeah, he's taking a minus 4 penalty already because it's an improvised thrown weapon. That's what's built into the stat block if he's only got a plus 1 to hit with ranged.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wesley.
Right on.
Yeah, so improvised thrown weapon. So it's, 10-foot range increment.
10-foot range increment. Okay, so.
Coming through in the clutch. I mean, he's still going to crush my head with this fucking boulder, but...
Oh, yeah, still going to fucking hurt like hell.
Oh, yeah.
But we might actually survive if they're not throwing them with precision accuracy.
Well, you might.
Oh yeah, I fucked with the back off over here.
Alright, so it would be 15 feet. Although, I still think tossing it down is a little easier. But...
I am also in melee and prone, which gives you a plus 4 to my AC against ranged attacks. And the minus 4 for thrown into combat. So, what do you got?
Oh yeah, so he's probably going to miss. Let's get a little prone dog on you. There we go. Boom. Yeah. It's like a 4. Because that's essentially like a minus 8, minus another 2 for the range increment.
That hits.
A 4? I mean,
kidding.
It might.
Just kidding.
All right. Whew. So you're prone on the ground. This dog is like... just chewing on your leg as it's trying to drag you back to whence it came. And this massive rock just like lands right next to your head.
Dunk.
That cannot be a fun position to be in. And top of round 5, back to Sidriel.
Splish splash acid bath on the unconscious troll hound.
Alright.
For a 22 to hit.
Yes, sir.
2 points of acid damage.
All right. The recently reconstituted head flesh starts to sizzle and melt beneath the acid splashiness. There's some more ruckus from inside the gatehouse. You hear maybe another troll yell from inside the gatehouse and the kind of high-pitched gibberish stops, but we do see another troll pop up on the northwest corner of the gatehouse tower. He's going to throw a rock poorly at, looks like Stormak is his best bet. So he's going to get a -4 from range increments on this attack. And that's going to be a 4 to hit.
Stormak watches it land 7 feet away.
Yeah. And Zen, Flora is up next.
Yeah.
You gotta kill the one that got acid splashed.
Correct. I will stab it. She goes, hold on, Zeke, I'll be right there. And then goes to stab natural 20 for 31.
Man.
Oh, plus whatever she gets for it being prone. Do you want me to roll to confirm the crit?
Yeah, why not?
That one's a 2, so that's a 13 plus whatever. Is it, like...
17, that'll probably confirm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so that's times 3 on a crit. So that's 28.
Okay. Yeah, would you like to describe that massacre?
Come on.
She just, like... stabs her lance down into the ground and like through the guy.
Nice.
While Daisy is simultaneously biting the one in front of her.
That's fucking teamwork.
Yeah, it is. 15 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And that is 8 damage. 8 biting damage. I'm not even going to try to trip it. Maybe I should. Should I try to trip it?
Why not?
Okay. And then that was a 16 plus our CMD is 8. 24 to trip it.
Ooh, CMD versus trip is 20.
Nice, got it. Knock him over.
Right on. So Daisy,
like, grabs it by the scruff of the neck and throws it down, you know, and then, like, steps over it like dogs do.
Nice. It's Daisy's house.
Yeah.
All right. We could take this troll hound off the thing because he is dead. And
so Flora just said something about Zeke, and Stormak is, like, now around the corner of this gatehouse, and he's like, is Zeke okay?
No, he looks like he's dying. I don't know what's happening. Something's dragging him around the corner. Sid, do you see anything?
A bit of a rock in my way.
Oh, don't trouble yourself, Sidriel.
Yeah, just stay right there. Don't look around it at all. It's fine.
Flora, exactly. You got this last dog here, this last hound?
I think so.
All right. I'm coming, Zeke.
A 15-foot diameter boulder. It's like I just peeked.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't trouble yourself.
Also, have you considered fuck that guy?
Me?
Me?
That's Zeke. Come on, man.
I did great for you, man. I thought we were buds.
We are buds.
You're like spellbook buddies.
Yeah.
I thought we were buds.
No one will be surprised when Sidriel walks away from a near TPK.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually at all.
I got invisibility and fly on hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out of here at the first sign of trouble.
Most of my characters, I usually am like pretty confident that I would be the one to walk away.
Unfortunately, I have to spend most of my time hanging back casting acid splash to keep these things dead, so I can't do much other wizardy things.
Zeke is up next at death's door.
All right. God. Okay. I mean, this is a pretty precarious situation for me. I have 1 hit point. The last damage that thing did to me was 13. I have a con of 12. This would be pretty bad. I read my hero cards, and the last one that I got has something in the neutral good position, but I was trying to look through the hero card rules a little bit and figure out exactly how this works. It says, you channel positive energy that cures a creature touched of blah, 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 right? But is that more like an instant, or is it more like you channel as, like, as per the channel positive energy?
We've always played the hero cards as not in action.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, it just happens.
Okay. I'm going to play this hero card then. It is the... Oh, shit, I threw it in the... I threw it into the fog of war and I can't see it.
No. The rabbit prince.
Anyway, it's the rabbit prince.
We got a rabbit prince.
He has the keys in the neutral good position. It allows me to do D6 times my character level of positive energy healing, which would be 6d6 healing.
Nice.
That's 21 back. Ooh. For me.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Not too chavvy.
That was fucking huge.
Hell yeah.
I'm really glad that worked out. That was a pretty not great 6d6 either, but it worked out. Okay. With that in mind, Ezekiel Cain heals up a bunch of his wounds that were bleeding out all over the place, and... So once he trips me, he's not, like, attached to me. We're not grappled, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Flavor grapple.
I'm going... Flavor grapple. I'm going to stand up.
All right. That'll provoke.
Yeah. What do you got?
That's going to be a 19 to hit your...
Yeah, that'll play.
Well, actually, it would be a 23 because you are prone technically. But the damage... Nope, wrong die. Here we go. Is going to be 11 damage plus a trip attempt. Well, I guess he couldn't trip you.
No, not on a not an attack of opportunity.
Well, if you get a free attempt, you can do it with an AOO, but not if you're already prone.
Right. He would still, when the attack triggers,
yeah,
Zeke is still technically prone.
So no trip attempt, but a fortitude save, please.
Okay. That's actually pretty good. 14 on the die plus my fort is okay. 14 on the die plus 4 is 18.
All right. Just checking.
Okay.
And you're up.
Let me test this theory. I am going to move away.
Okay.
Does he take another attack?
He does not.
Okay, great. If they had combat reflexes, I was like, God damn it. All of this for naught.
Yeah.
I'm going to move away. 5, 10, 15, 20. Zeke is going to move to there. A little bit to the south, around the corner, out of the kind of the dog's way-ish. I assume that we're treating the body of the troll as difficult terrain.
At least.
Yes.
Which seems right, right?
Yeah, if it's a larger size creature than you, it is difficult terrain.
Yeah, so he at least he can't charge me and he moves at half speed through there, so maybe he won't be able to get directly at me. Okay. I think that's my turn.
Alright. And it is the trollhound you are running from's turn. Who cannot charge you, but does have a 40-foot move speed. So he can still clamber even over his fallen master and attack you again.
This thing.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
That's going to be...
He's just looking for opportunities to kill me.
That's going to be a 16 to hit.
No, that'll miss. Thank God. Thank God.
All right. So he's snipping right at your heels as you're running away from him. And he's... And it's Stormak's turn.
Stormak looks at Flora and looks at this prone troll hound in front of him. And he says, I feel sorry for that hound. And laughs as he turns his corner and sees Zeke even closer than he thought. He has moved 5 feet. Let's see. There's another... 20 feet, he just comes running straight up to this troll hound, and with his hammer in two hands, just batter up here.
Batter up.
And here's the hammer. Oh, unfortunately, that's a 12 to hit.
Not quite gonna do it, unfortunately.
And I'll give myself one hit point.
Nice. All right. The big bridge boss up in the southwest corner there is going to reload his giant crossbow, and he's going to point down at you guys and yell something out in trollish. Giant. Anybody speak giant?
Maybe. Where do you find your languages on Hero Lab? I was trying to figure that out.
Personal tab.
Person? I don't have a
or
personal
background?
Tab. Background.
You do
tab.
Have a personal tab, but it's on your, yeah, it's background.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Background
sorry.
Will show you your starting languages, but if you've learned any languages through linguistics or anything, they'll be on the personal tab as well as your starting languages.
Oh, I see it. Languages, no.
No one wants to see your personal tab. Please put that away.
I don't. I still don't have a personal tab.
You see your weapons tab?
Smooth down there.
Weapons, armor, magic, gear, other, personal.
Speaking of personal tab, I forgot I had a big old beer.
Oh, there's my personal tab. Man, I've been doing that wrong for years.
We were all present when Surratt finally found his personal tab.
All right, all right.
That personal tab, Western Sizzler.
I like callbacks. That's funny.
That's extra. All right. So nobody speaks giant?
Negative.
Correct.
Just sounds like a bunch of gibberish. Not to be confused with gibbering.
John, and come on. We don't get confused by things like that.
Who am I talking to? All right. The prone troll hound is going to stand up.
I'm
provoking from Daisy.
Bite. 12?
A 12 is going to hit.
Huh. 8 damage.
All right.
Can I trip it again?
No.
Okay.
No, we just went through this.
So it stands up, and it is going to bite Daisy back, I think is only appropriate. Let's go Trollhound. All right, that's going to be a 24.
Yeah. But wait, I want to do a ride check.
If you can get a 24 or higher.
Man, these hounds are wild, bro.
Where are my skills? Where's my ride? Who am I? There it is. That is a 22.
Oh. Ooh, Sucrose.
Man, you could almost get away with that. That's cool. It's a good skill.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be... Ooh, max damn. 16 damage.
Okay.
Plus a fortitude save and a trip attempt.
Well, hold your horses. Showing off over here. Okay, a fortitude save. A 28?
Nice.
Pass. just say pass.
Just check in. And for a trip attempt, we're looking at a hot 23.
Yes.
For Daisy's CMD?
Yeah, she's got 21.
Right.
Versus trip?
Oh, is that different?
Yes.
Let me hover it. It doesn't say anything on the hover, but what's the skill that gives her extra versus trip?
Legs.
Skill of having more legs.
Yeah, the skill of having more than two legs.
You get a +4, it looks like. A riding dog, it says CMD 15, 19 versus trip.
Yeah, I don't see it giving me a +4 anywhere for any reason associated with legs. So then, no, it doesn't then.
I really need to take that feat, extra legs.
Yeah.
+4 versus trip.
I think we just established a skill. He's got to put some ranks in it.
Yeah, if the target has more than two legs, add +2 to the DC of a combat maneuver.
For each additional leg.
For each additional
Amazing.
Leg.
For each additional leg.
Yeah, so that would give her 25.
Right on. so close. All right, and that's his turn. The troll in the southeast corner of the tower disappears behind the crenulated wall. Is that the word we use?
Yes.
Coward.
You hear some yelling. That high-pitched gibberish from inside is cut short by a heavy troll yell, and ka-chunk, you hear some heavy wood being moved behind the gate, and it is Sidriel's turn at the top of round six.
Okie dokie. Sid is going to scoot back around this boulder to the other side, hearing Zeke's pitiful cries for help. And try to just fire off a single arrow at the little duder.
Not sure I like despondent Sidriel.
Yeah, Wes, I mean, Sarat's mom listens to this. Could be a little nicer to him.
His mom.
I mean, I'm the one saying that for once.
Should have raised him to be a big, strong man.
Ezekiel Kane's mom does not listen, and he wasn't talking about me.
Yeah, also, I didn't say Sarat's cries. I think I said Zeke's cries, didn't I?
We're one and the same.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Sarat's mom did not raise Zeke.
Zeke's mom doesn't have a podcast app.
That's going to be a very poor attack roll. That's a 15 to hit.
Oh, which one?
One by Zeke and Stormak.
I feel like it might have some cover from being behind Zeke, though.
No.
Okay, I don't think we've done that before, but if that's the case, I would have just moved further over.
Yeah, you can get a clear shot on him.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I had the movement to move further if I need to.
Yeah, that is more than fair. And a 15 will hit.
Nice. Okay, and that's a gravity bow hit. 2d's. That's going to be 8 points of piercing damage.
Hey, well. 7 is average.
Such a bipolar roll. A natural 1 and a natural 6.
Yeah. 7's average. Except the United States where it's 5.5.
Alright. Solid hit from Sid. And this other troll on top of the tower disappears down the stairs.
Oh dear.
Here they come.
And the front gate opens and you can see inside. You see the two trolls next to the doorway, barely able to fit in the area they're in. And then a couple, looks like Stormak and Zeke, maybe Sidriel, can also see a couple other little dudes in between these giant trolls' legs.
Oh, gobos.
That's cute.
What are goblins doing hanging out with trolls?
I'm sorry, why is this cute and the dog can't be?
Flora, it's your turn. You can knock some sense into him.
Well, Daisy's gonna bite to start with. A little appetizer.
Nom, 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 nom.
That is a 15 to hit.
That'll do.
Okay. That's 7 damage.
Alright.
And then she's gonna take a step back so that Flora may stab it. 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
And that is 10 damage.
All right, yeah, you're just ripping the pustule-ridden flesh of this troll hound to itty-bitty pieces.
Yeah.
Anything else from Flora? Any dialogue?
Nope, she's... what's the... Sorry, my brain is not working. Hyper-focused, you know.
Sizzling.
Western sizzling over there.
When you're not, like, peripheral visioning, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you're...
Tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision. Thank you, God.
Focused.
That was hurting my brain. Tunnel vision on this guy. She's trying to get him off the playing field.
Opposite of bleary.
Bleary?
Yeah, like, bleary-eyed. You're like deer in a headlights.
Slippery slope, gentlemen. Criticizing pronunciation? Careful, careful.
Did I do it wrong?
No.
Oh.
There's no way to know, really. It's not like we have an English teacher in our group.
No.
Sorry, did I just dox you?
Moving on.
See? Fucking one for each of us.
So you see, who those of you that can see into the gate, see these little gobos. You see a couple of them kind of clawing and trying to bite at the troll's ankles as it's moving past them. And the troll's just like kicking it away like it doesn't barely even notice.
Aw, they're our friends. They're on our side.
And Zeke is up next.
Whew. Okay. This combat has gone all over the place. But I think I have a small plan. Zeke is going to take a 5-foot step away from the troll hound that is biting him and has been all up on his biz for a little while. Take a 5-foot step to the west, away, kind of leaving Stormak. Stormak, you got this, buddy! And then I am going to use a move action to draw a Tanglefoot bag out of my belt pouch.
Ooh. It's got your initials on it. Is that the one you made?
No, but I also had some from Vorkstag and Grinds. We came across a bunch of them.
That's right.
But it's not the one I made. Because I don't think I was ever able to finish that one.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Crafting alchemical items is stupid. And then I'm going to throw that at the front troll that is standing in the gatehouse doorway. That is a 20-foot shot, so I will take... What is the range increment? Minus 2?
It's an increment of 10 feet, so it's 20 feet away, so it's minus 2.
Yeah, minus 2, right? For one outside of one ranged increment?
Yeah, sounds right.
Cool. Range touch attack, all right. It's a 15 versus touch. I think that'll go.
That's with the minus 2?
Oh, no, sorry. It's an 8 on the die. 7 minus 2 is 13. I apologize.
All right. That'll do.
Okay. I need a reflex save. Does he take that dexterity penalty before he makes that reflex save? I think that we determine that you do.
Yeah, so it says when you throw it at a creature, the bag comes apart, the goo bursts out, entangling the target, and then becoming tough and resilient. An entangled creature takes a minus 2 penalty on attack rolls and a minus 4 to dexterity and must make a DC 15 reflex save. Alright, so minus 2 to this reflex save to avoid being glued to the floor. Obviously, this will be his best save. Here we go. Okay, yeah, that's not going to do anything. Yeah, you got him.
Fuck yeah. Glued to the floor, baby!
Nice.
Nice. Very good.
So he has a couple of options when it's his turn. It sounds like you were reading it.
Yeah. A creature that's glued to the floor can break free by making a strength check or dealing 15 points of damage to the goo with a slashing weapon. A creature trying to scrape goo off itself or another creature assisting does not need to make an attack roll. Hitting it is automatic. You make the damage roll to see how... Okay, cool. Anything else from Zeke?
No, I think that's everything. Do you want me to roll the 2d4 rounds now?
Yeah.
That's a 3 on 1. Okay, so 4 rounds. He has 4 rounds, and then he is no longer entangled.
All right.
I don't know how you want to mark that, but...
I got
that's,
it.
That's the deal.
Cool beans.
I thought that was a pretty good turn.
Yeah, solid.
All right, that's Zeke.
All right, Trollhound next to Stormac. I think he's just going to go with the target right in front of him.
How's he looking?
He's looking pretty good. He's not that badly damaged. I think he only had like one good hit on him. Oh, gee. Correct there. All right, that's not going to hit. 17, or no, not even... So 15. Yeah, I think he's going to bite at you. You'll avoid it easily, and then he's just going to 5-foot step around you, getting closer to Zeke, who he's got a taste for. And it is Stormak's turn.
So tell me about this Tanglefoot bag in the doorway with the trolls.
So the one troll is glued to the floor for 4 rounds unless it breaks free.
But the other troll can get by.
Yes.
And the goblins don't look like they're coming out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was a fun noise.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stormak is going to 5-foot step with this troll hound, get himself into flanking with Zeke. This troll hound is flanked, and you know, one hit with the hammer, it's just a little too slow. So let's see, we'll get the flanking and nave standard buff on for +3 to hit.
Oh boy.
You feel this? And then I'm gonna spend a key point to get another shot in my flurry of blows.
Alright.
And the second attack is going to be a spinning attack. So if that spinning attack is successful, then other good things will happen. Alright, here we go.
Have you tried spinning?
Yeah.
That's a fun trick.
Yes, I'm making a note to do that, especially for tonight. So, here's a bunch of attacks. That's a 17 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
For 4 damage.
Oh, yeah.
Second attack, the spinning attack, is a 23 to hit for another 6 damage.
Oh, yeah.
And then lastly, spent a key point for this, 19 to hit for 9 damage.
Yeah. Let's go.
It's finally working out for you. You had such a hard time with those spin kicks on the ghost kids.
Stormak's been practicing. And it's all paying off.
Hell yeah.
We've got this, Zeke!
Solid round. Took him down to motherfucker town.
Well, how's that troll hound looking now? Punched the shit out of him.
Want to give me a heal check?
No, I want him to be hurt. I don't want to heal him. What are you talking about, John?
He's very hurt.
Crazy. Sure, you want me to roll a heal check to assess his wounds?
Yeah.
How about a 19?
How about a bloodied troll hound?
I'll take it.
Yeah, he is exactly bloodied, actually.
All right, I'll just give myself 1 hit point, and I will be on my way.
Yoink! And big bridge boss boy up top on the tower finishes loading his big fuck-off crossbow and is going to fire it. Let's see. Sid has some cover, but he's got clear shots on Flora, Zeke, and Stormak. So let's roll. We'll do it that order. Looks like Flora. The hardest to hit. Awesome. Well, I don't know. Maybe Stormak and Flora are like neck and neck for that, probably.
No comment.
Okay. That's going to be pretty... Or actually, that's going to crit, possibly, because it's a 19. So, confirm-y. So it's going to be a 14 to confirm. It's not going to confirm. But that's going to hit for 11 damage.
Okay.
As this crossbow bolt that's probably bigger than you just shoots through your shoulder plate. Probably, like, you'd take a chunk off and fly straight through.
A crossbow bolt bigger than you flies through your shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the physics behind that, but it's not good.
It severs one of the straps on my baby Bjorn.
Yeah. Oh, do you have the manticore with you?
Oh, yeah. Can't leave him anywhere.
Look what you just did to yourself, Meg.
Oh, I
Look
know.
Look what you just did.
I had to. I can't just pretend it's not there.
Good.
I forgot to ask about that again because I forgot.
Well, you're welcome.
I feel like there should be some chance of it getting hurt while things are attacking you.
Nah. Between me and Daisy, there's no way.
I mean, it just shot a crossbow bolt bigger than you dead at you. Mm-hmm.
The Manticore also has mounted combat and is using Flora as a mount.
Yeah.
That counts as double mounted.
All right, I'll think about
double mounted.
But I feel like there should be something there for bringing your baby into combat with you. Not gonna lie.
The mounting literally stacks.
myself, literally.
That's what she said?
It's the one thing that does stack in this game. Mounting.
Mounties. All right. Trollhound next to Flora heals up a little bit. He's looking very not good.
Hey, nice heal check there, Flora. Way to go.
Thanks.
I was vague. She doesn't know if it's bloodied or not.
I can't see any blood. I don't know what blood looks like.
Never seen blood in my life. It's just going to do a 5-foot step up and take a bite at Daisy. Yeah, maybe I should roll to see if it attacks Flora, Daisy, or Manticore.
Okay, so you're hypothesizing that this thing would leap past the jaws of Daisy into the clutches of the person that stabbed it to get to the small creature between them.
It looks easier to eat.
Does it?
It's going to attack Daisy. And that's going to be a dirty 20.
No.
All right. 5-foot step, bite, miss, G7. Some of the gobos inside are still just like scratching at the feet of the trolls in there. And they look annoyed by it. This troll in the doorway is going to attempt to break free of this glue trap it's been subjected to. Let's see, a strength check, a DC 17 strength check. He's got a pretty high strength, so he needs a 12 or higher on the die. Let's go. That is a 12, but not on the die, so he's still stuck. So he's there. He's holding his legs and trying to pull him up off the floor. Like, blah, 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 blah. He's pissed. And then he looks up at Zeke. And top of round 7. Nidreal.
Sid is just going to try to fire 2 arrows into the troll hound between Zeke and Stormak. I think the red dot means it looks like it's bloodied.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we'll dump 2 arrows there. See if we can try to take it down. First shot. That is going to be a 16 to hit.
That'll do.
Okay. 8 points of damage. All and right. Second shot is a 26 to hit.
Fuck yes, bro.
Let's go.
For 7 more points of damage.
Let's do it.
Gravity bow. Alright. Solid.
Nice.
And then he's going to shout to his team, guys, try to clear out fire in the hole.
Oh, shit. We all know what that means now.
Yes, we do. Oh, no.
Fire the hole!
Oh, did that troll hound go down? Like, is it still...
It's still up.
If I may, I think we all blink and go a little wide-eyed when we hear Sid say that.
Yeah.
A little white-faced. I don't want to be anywhere near this shit.
He's a monster.
He's about to go Super Saiyan. Everyone run.
I don't think I've ever heard that all said right. With like a southern accent. That was weird.
I'm Super Saiyan.
Well, you made it sound goofy. I made it sound sultry and sexy. I just want that to be on the record.
God dang it, Kakarot.
Yeah.
All right. Troll from inside the house. The troll is coming from inside the house into the outside of the house. And he moves past the glue troll. And he's going to attack the first target he has access to. And that is Senor Kane.
Come at me.
We're looking at a...
Stormak's also within reach.
That's true. Let me see. All right. So, yeah, let's do a D2. Here, I'll do it in here. All right. Stormak's asking for it. Literally...
Over here, you big stupid!
He's gonna bite at you. That is going to be... that's going to be a 22.
22 is not good enough today, John.
Hot damn! Can we reschedule for tomorrow?
Yeah, we certainly can. We can go take a rest and come back and do this all again tomorrow.
All right. Pods. Car.
Game on.
All right, Stormac dodges the bite attack skillfully. And Flora is up next.
Okay. I'm going to provoke an attack of opportunity.
All right.
By attempting to charge away.
All right. I think it's going to come at Daisy.
That sounds fair.
Okay, that's a 21.
To hit Daisy?
Yep.
Nope.
Drats. It's close though, right? Went at a 22 or something?
Tell him yeah. Tell him that it was close.
Yeah, super close, honey. I'm going to charge right on past this bloody dog and attack him as I go by. Let me...
Super close, honey.
Aw, sweetie.
Sweetheart. Bless your heart.
That's so mean.
Okay, charging. That will be plus 15.
Charging.
Charging.
Processing.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You know what that means?
You're just going to laugh in her face like that?
So. That was a one. That was a natural one. And I'm confirming with a 29.
A natural 29. I've never seen people roll like you.
It's a 14.
Yes. that does not confirm. You're good to go.
Okay, so she attempts to charge it, narrowly misses Stormac, and keeps going on past. Sorry!
All right.
And gets out of the way as best she can.
Right on. Narrowly dodged. Catastrophe.
Yeah, that would have been so bad if I accidentally charged a friend.
Yeah, I'm waiting for this. Alright. And gobos are ankle biting. They're like throwing, they're picking up like pieces of like candle sticks and throwing them at these trolls.
God, I wish I spoke goblin. I want to hear your Daggeron voice again.
And Zeke is up next.
Alright. Ezekiel Kane, pale from the the announcement from Sidriel, and kind of the amount of shit that is in this gatehouse. They really put a lot of protection here. I'm going to take a 5-foot step to the southwest, and then I'm going to take a movement. Wait, what? You got something?
Maybe the southeast.
He did say fire in the hole. You don't want to get right in the middle of the hole.
I was going to run away.
Sidriel's like aiming at a specific spot with his fingers. It's like charging up.
You can't. What do you think? All right, go ahead then. Yeah, if you're getting out of the way.
I am. And then can't I continue my movement 5, 10?
Not if you took a 5-foot step.
Yeah, I could do one other move, right?
No.
I don't think you can take a 5-foot step in the same turn you use a move action to move.
Yeah.
Like you can take the withdrawal action if all you're trying to do is move, though.
Oh.
Which will functionally do the same thing you're trying to do, but let you move a little bit further.
If you 5-foot step, you can still do a move action, but not to move.
Yeah, but if you want to just get as far away as possible, what you're describing is the withdrawal action.
Right, but it's only the first square that you move out of, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but okay. That's...
So yeah, and it's double your speed?
Yeah, it's a double move.
Okay, cool. So it'd be 5 there, and then that would be 15, 20, 25,
you could circle 30. Back behind that rock and hang out with Sid easily.
That's actually exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to circle back around the rock and stand directly next to Sid. Kind of like when you light a big-ass firework and run away to hang out next to your friend, and you think you're a safe enough distance away, but you're not really sure.
Hell yeah.
and that's my plan. Withdraw to there.
And cover your ears.
Does a fireball make noise? I mean, but like, well, I thought it was more of a whoosh.
Shattering kaboom.
Yeah.
Is it like, oh, it's a kaboom, not a whoosh?
It's probably a little bit of both. A boom, then a whoosh.
It's more like a kaboosh.
Okay. Well, that...
Except for Sid's a very sexy elf, so it's more of a sploosh.
Okay. All right. Well, that is my turn.
All right. Solid turn. Running away like a coward.
No, running away as instructed.
Why don't you just wait?
Tactical retreat?
Yeah.
Throw the holy hand grenade. They ran away.
Just don't. You better count the right amount of numbers.
One, two, five.
All right. Zeke withdraws behind the rock with Sidriel. Fingers in his ears.
Flavor. Finger in his ears for flavor.
Flavor fingers.
Ew.
And it is this very bloodied troll hound. He regenerates a little bit. Stormat can clearly see. It's right next to him. And he doesn't know from fireballs. He's just going to hang and bang. And try to eat him some dwarf leg. Oh, that's a natural 20. Let me roll to confirm. That's a natural 2. That's a 10. That ain't going to confirm. No way, no how. I'll get a hit off on him. Get a hit off on his immune to disease butt.
Kneecaps.
I'm going to destroy this hillbilly hound of yours here.
Probably that's 8 damage and a trip attempt. Now that you know he has a disease, I won't make him roll the fortitude save. But he will attempt to trip poorly. I feel like it's always going to be a poor attempt against Stormac. That's a 22 against your CMD.
You should write those feelings down. Post them up somewhere in your room. Because that can't trip me. Get that shit out of here.
I told you it was poor. All right. And then it is your turn.
All right, well, first things first, I'll take 1 hit point. And, okay, so I need to get out of here because the fireball's coming. But this hound is right there. It's really tempting.
Omar coming.
Yeah.
Run for it.
You're not safe.
Sidriel's like, you got a high reflex, right?
Don't you have evasion? You'll be fine.
Yes, I do have evasion and good reflex.
Oh boy.
I'm not sure where this fireball's where it's coming, but I'm off to the edge. There's no There's no creatures flanking me or anything.
Yeah.
He can avoid me if
you're not
what could possibly go wrong
in the middle of it.
So I'm gonna let's start with another flurry on this hound. Spend another key point so I can get another shot. And here are 3 strikes, and we'll stick with the same plan as before. The second attack is a spinning move, a little spin move. Here we go. Okay, let's just group them all together here. We got a 29, a 22, and a 25. They all hit. That's 10, 8, and 4 for 22 damage on this sucker.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
22 total.
I'm so sorry. I do have my flanking and nave standard on, so let's -3 to all those rolls. That would make the lowest roll a 19 to hit instead.
Oh, yeah, still good.
All right, they still all hit. Great.
All right, well, this... You bludgeoned him into oblivion. Unconsciousness. You like that?
All right, so it goes down, and I will 5-foot step away from ground zero. All right, there we go.
You're clear, Sid.
He steps back and he looks back at Sidriel, making sure that the fireball's not already flying out of his hand.
All right. Boss troll up top. He's going to reload. and that'll be his whole turn.
Can I try something right here? Can we spend our hero cards on somebody else?
Absolutely not. Just kidding. Yes, you
we've
can.
We've done that before.
Yeah. What do you got?
Sorry. Actually, I don't. Damn it.
Is that a premature hero card?
Ooh.
Sorry.
That's embarrassing.
What happened?
I used the Rabbit Prince last time, which would have had the keys, and I was going to spend it on Sidril so he could go right now as opposed so none of these guys move.
Sorry, the keys?
Yes. Sorry, that was a false
alarm.
Let
me see what mine do. Hold on. Since we're doing this, give me that.
Yeah, can I petition the GM for a hint as to what to do?
Can I...
with Sarah.
I think we'll be okay. I mean, only two of them get to go. One of them's the troll hound. The other one is glued to the floor currently.
Totally.
So you have to spend a standard to break free. And, like, yeah, he might be able to move, but he'd probably move still in fireball range.
Totally. Yeah. My apologies. That'll stay in, I'm sure.
Way to cement it in.
All right, one more thing to check, and then you can move on. Okay, now, go. All
right. Troll hound over here. Regenerates a little bit, and suddenly without a target next to him, I think he might just charge Stormak. Everyone else is behind a rock or behind a dwarf. Behind a rock and a hard dwarf? No. Mm. Yeah. So he's going to charge up at Senor Strongjaw. And let's have a little attacky poo. It's a natural one.
Nice.
It'll confirm. It's not going to confirm. It is going to confirm as a fumble.
Yes, he trips.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. He's running. He's charging up. He's, like, chomping the entire way there. But then he, like, slips up and just... face first into the dirt and slides on his chin right up to Stormak's feet.
Poor thing.
There you go. What a gift.
I've been there, my friend.
Face down the mud.
Awesome. It starts to rain. It turns into mud right above him.
And
that's a little storm cloud right above it. Stormak cloud? No.
No. doorway troll. Goo is going to tick down one more round, but he's going to try another strength check to break free. Plus five, that's right. Natural one. Why am I doing this? I'm going to switch dice. We got a couple crits, but way more fumbonies. Top of round seven, death becomes you, Sid.
Hooray!
It's our shining boy.
So yeah, Sid's gonna step around Zeke here. Scoop the big dude. And fireball. Well, he's gonna use his arcane bond. So he rubs his little ring, points his finger into the middle of the melee over here, and releases a fireball.
Yay!
I love that we're now condoning all of this.
It's okay on these guys.
Blow it up! Fuck it! Let's do it!
Right there.
Delicious.
Holy shit.
Look at that expert placing of a fireball right in the doorway.
Very nice.
I like that you tastefully let the goblins out, but I think if you scooted it back one, you might hit the guy up on the roof, right? Up on that tower?
He's 20 feet up, and it's a spread, yeah. So I think because the angle it would be going at, it wouldn't spread around the wall. It's not an emanation.
Yeah, but you can aim it at a point in space.
Right, but if I aimed it higher up, I wouldn't be able to hit the guys on the ground.
Now, would
it
do damage to the goo?
Sure it would. If it was 10 feet up, you would be able to hit him and everybody in that.
He's saying to the tangle
this guy in the corner over here would not get hit if I put it 10 feet up.
Yes,
the guy prone on the ground might not either. Also, right. If it's only 10 feet up, that also wouldn't the angle wouldn't be enough to hit the guy on top of the.
I don't know. He's pretty tall.
He seems to also be the smartest one, so he might decide to surrender when he sees us kill everybody else in a burning hellblaze.
Well, it's going to be pretty cool. Let's see what happens.
Well, I will need DC 18 reflex saves from all the creatures in the blast. And two of them are prone. All
right.
Prone?
Yeah, one just fell from charging, and the other one's...
Oh, yeah, they're both prone.
That's a little sleepy icon. Yeah. All
right. Does prone affect your reflex?
I would assume so. You can't really dodge when you're laying down.
Don't you lose your dex bonus to AC?
I would say that the one that's unconscious doesn't get a reflex save at all.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, yeah, maybe it doesn't affect your reflex save. I thought it did.
Yeah, but I'll negate the save for the unconscious guy because he can't do shit about it.
What about the prone guy?
He still gets a save. And I don't think it's affected.
Maybe he could roll away, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Stormak's right on the edge of this wall of flame. It's just like right in front of his face, roasting everybody.
So I'm not in there. I don't need to do a reflex save, but I'm going to do a reflex save. Just
make me look stupid?
Just to show off. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fire's hot too. You don't want to singe your beard, bro.
It's a 23.
All right, so prone trollhound is... Okay, that's a 20... It's plus five. Yeah, 23 for the prone troll hound who's right next to you. He's like, I bitch, I could do that. Oh, wait, that troll on the side of the building is dead. The one in front of the doorway, that's not going to be good. That's a 10. The one inside the building is a 12. Now, would the damage be dealt to the goo? That's holding him to the ground.
Is it flammable?
Probably make it stronger.
Yeah, there's a reaction. A chemical reaction makes it even stronger.
Yeah, it solidifies it.
I believe the goo says it has to be done with a slashing
weapon. Yep, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, and I think fireball only damages flammable objects.
Amazing.
In the area. So also, if there is anything flammable in the area, like, you know, wooden doors or tables or sconces... They will also become inflaminated.
Fuck, kick the tires and light the fires, baby. Let's go.
But let's roll that damage. That's 6d6, 22 fire damage.
Fuck. All
right.
Holy shit.
Nice.
And one red X. All right. One unconscious troll hound. And yeah, just solid 22 damage to both of these trolls.
Who will not regenerate, though.
Yes, 22 fire damage.
For one round, they will not regenerate.
Oh, it's just any element damage?
No, fire and acid.
Yeah, just those two.
Oh, okay.
All right. Solid nuke from Sid. As fire dissipates, and we see a lot of dead troll hounds all around you guys. Couple trolls still kicking, coming out of the gatehouse, and their boss still lobbing crossbow bolts from the roof. I think that might be where we call it for tonight.
Still kicking, but now they're on fire.
Ooh. Oh, they're hairless. Hairless trolls.
Yeah, they don't have any eyebrows.
They're Kentucky Fried kicking.
No.
That's a fucking stupid joke, but... Oh, got me for some reason.
No.
Okay, I'm done. With this whole podcast.
You're done, I'm out.
That was it. That was the one that broke.
I'm surprised that was the one.
He's put up with a lot to get here.
And he's willing to throw it all in over Kentucky Fried kicking it? Alright, that's fine.
Eyes without the burning soul, so tears. Scrape dust off of these bones. Turn out the light. No, I won't need the sign. Leave the keys with the doorman. Lock the front door when I'm done. So cold, you too old. So pack up my bones and hit the road. Hit the road. We're doing this for a century. The days crawl along. You never showed no empathy. Got the skills. Got your bag of tricks. Stick around until the death rattle sounds and you back up and head towards the stick. So cold, and you're too old. So pack up my bones and hit the road. Hit the road. And I'm so cold, and you're too old. So pack up my bones and hit the road.
That was good.
Yeah.
This dungeon of yours, John, is only going to take us 25 episodes.
I know, seriously, it's going to be forever.
It starts off with a big combat here.
We're 25 feet onto the edge of the map.
Yeah.
Well, if our guess is right that his castle or manse is under siege, there might not be as much combat once we get inside.
You had to add map for us to even be
here. So the presumption with that is that the goblins are his guards?
Oh.
There's some sort of conflict between the trolls and the goblins.
Yeah.
I mean, my guess would be that, like, the constructs are probably his, right? He created Tim. We assume that he created that dog, right?
Right.
That other construct dog. I bet maybe we can reason with the constructs, but we can't reason with obviously the trolls. But I don't know.
We saw another one of those construct dogs on the bridge on the other side of the gate tower. Got that to look forward to.
Yeah, what but did we... I mean, maybe we can reason with that.
No, not
right?
With the dog.
Like, maybe with, like, why not?
Did it have an intelligence?
I mean, it's out there on the... We can always try to stand on this side of the gate, or, like, onto the side of the gatehouse where it can't get to us from the bridge. And if we're going to try to communicate it, do it from a safe distance.
Shout at it.
Right. And then worst case scenario, we had that adamantine weapon blanch that I put on some arrows.
That's what it was. Adamantine.
So we can always, you know, shoot it in the face till it dies.
And, oh yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was good. Good nuke, buddy. I like how you were like, everybody get out of the way.
Yeah.
Gonna be bad.
No, fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is gonna be bad.
Yeah. It's very important.
I liked when Zeke went one way and Sid was like, no, no, not that way.
Oh, no, no. Oh, you want to go right there? Not,
all
don't
right.
Worry about
you
that.
Got like, what, 2 hit points? Have fun.
Yeah.
All
right.
I got a good reflex.
Yeah, but you have evasion.
I mean, where it matters.
On your personal tab?
On my personal tab.